It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes. Time to spill the tea. And we're starting off with a really cool story. Jeopardy champ Avi Gupta donated $10,000 to pancreatic cancer research.
Hi, I'm Avi, a freshman here at Columbia, originally from Portland, Oregon. I was inspired to give by Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy and someone I've looked up to my whole life. It was a dream come true earlier this year to finally join him on the Jeopardy stage in the Jeopardy Teen Tournament. And I'm honored to be able to make this donation to the Knight Cancer Institute to support him and the millions of other people suffering from pancreatic cancer across the world.
How cool is that? In honor of Alex Trebek.
It's a good kid, man. If I had 10 grand, I'm like, I'm going to go buy some video games.
Exactly. So I love people, good people doing good things. It'll come back to him tenfold for sure. On the other front, I don't feel like he's a very good person, but Chris Brown getting all kinds of attention. He had a huge yard sale in L.A. Now he's claiming that officials harassed him over the yard sale. Now this drew a crowd of hundreds and hundreds, and of course the drama went down. So, like, half the people were there because they wanted to score some, like, sneaks or something cool. Other people just wanted to try to get a glimpse of Chris Brown.
Ooh, are those the pants he was wearing when he hit Rihanna? I want those.
It's very interesting. But sources say there were multiple visits by authorities that were trying to kill the yard sales if it wasn't perfectly legal because they said he didn't have the proper permits. And obviously, it just attracted such a crowd that they didn't want anything terrible to ensue.
It could be like a public nuisance or kind of a thing. I could see whether they're, like, if it gets out of control like it sounded like it was.
Yeah, so it's interesting. But you know, he was trying to get rid of stuff too. So
how much was his clothing going for though? Is it like $10 for a shirt or still like $1,000?
No, I don't think he made what he wanted. Like he would try to sell something for $250 and go for like $40.
See, none of us ever get that. Yeah, that's the haggling.
The haggling. Well, this is cool. Tim McGraw credits his beautiful wife Faith Hill for helping him to quit drinking.
When I was not taking care of myself at all, I was drinking too much and all those things, my wife told me that, you know, you need to clean yourself up. You got some responsibilities here. And, you know, if you don't clean yourself up, you might not be seeing me around for very long. That'll kick you in the ass really quick.
So I didn't know that he had a drinking problem or an issue at all, but he nipped it in the bud. And now, I mean, he's never looked better. He's so fit. Like, he is the veins
he's
bursting
extreme
from his forearms.
Now. Like, the guy, all he does is work out.
Super healthy, but they have a great relationship. I think they're so awesome. And moving on to T.I., interesting relationship with his daughter. Get this. There's a controversial podcast going around. He shocked ladies like us when he sat down with him and talked about how he takes his 18-year-old daughter to her annual gynecology visit.
So have you had the sex talk with your daughter?
Deja's yes. 18, just graduated high school now, and she's attending her first year of college. Ooh, oh. We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height. Yes, I go with her.
Isn't that interesting? He says he wants to make sure that she is still a virgin, so he takes her to the lady doc on purpose. And then he says he's also been informed that what he was talking about can be broken in other ways than sexual activity. But he wants to take her and to basically check up on her.
Well, that is quite extreme, but it seems like it's working.
I don't know. As a woman, as a girl, though, that
you wouldn't
mortifying.
Want your dad to take you back in the day? Mackenzie, come on, let's go.
No way.
Well, that's very interesting to say the least. Yeah. That's how you wrap up the tea this morning. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, speaking of yourself, not about going to the kind of
the lady doc.
Yeah. Apparently you had an offer and I don't think you should refuse it. Are you going to do it?
You think I should go for it?
I think you should
at least
consider it.
Pretty legit, you think?
Yeah, why don't you share it on the air and like let us convince you?
Okay, so I got an offer to do a side gig, I guess you could call it, and I want to see what you guys think about it.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.